Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 13th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about how to take notes. Now, we talked previously about how sitting up front and recording the lecture if possible are the best practices. I would like to add one more best practice, which is how to take notes. As you sit up front and record the lecture, you will be in a great spot to actively take notes. There are many methods you can use to take notes, including the Cornell method, the split page, the discussion columns, and the T method, to name a few. The Cornell method was invented in the 1950s by a man named Walter Pauk, who was a professor at Cornell. With the Cornell method, you are drawing a vertical line about 2.5 inches from the left. You draw a horizontal line 2 inches from the bottom. Your notes will be taken in the largest space on the page, on the right, and you use the new left margin as the cue or recall column. This is where you have keywords or phrases that will help you to remember the concepts. The space on the bottom is for you to create a summary of the notes above. A second note-taking method is the split-page method. This method involves dividing your page down the middle. The left part of the line should take up 20% of the page, and the right part should take up 80% of the page. The left side should involve keywords and cues, and the right should involve the majority of the notes. Discussion columns involve dividing your paper into 3 equal sections. The first section are where your notes go. The second column involves adding details from the lecture, and the third would involve your thoughts or summaries of the material. Lastly, there is the T method, which involves using the top 3/4 of the page for your notes. You then block off 1/4 of the page at the bottom for summary, on the left, and questions, on the right. Each of these methods has its pluses and minuses, and they are all similar. If your instructor gives you PowerPoints, you can take notes directly on the electronic file and then write notes later as you listen to the lecture again. You can also print the notes out and have them on the left side while you take notes with one of these methods on the right. Of the methods we discussed above, the most important thing is for you to pick what you think will work best for you and what you are the most comfortable with. These days, you can purchase notebooks that are already divided into the suggested sections. For example, Cornell. I would argue that although this is nice, it would be better if you divide the notebook yourself before class. By doing so regularly, you develop a routine. This routine should help you get into the frame of mind where you know it is time for lecture. When my students work in a lab, I ask them to do all of their calculations ahead of time before they even walk into the lab. This puts them in that lab mode, where they calm down, become more focused, and get ready for a day in the lab. Ultimately, the way you take notes is up to you. I always suggest finding friends and comparing notes if you can't record the lectures. If you can record them, it is still helpful to compare notes, if nothing else, to review as you begin to learn the details that you will need for your future exams. I hope you found this helpful. Have a wonderful day and happy studying, everyone.